Welcome to Games Overboard. I'm PJ.
I'm Dan.
Hi, I'm Angie.
I'm Ashley.
Woo!
I think Dan vomited in his mouth a little bit. Is that...
I burped and I was trying to keep it quiet.
Okay.
You're an ass!
That's not the gestures he was making to me as the music was playing just now. He's just like...
Yes, because they can see exactly what we're doing.
Yeah. Dang, you pulled it on me.
Yes, I did.
Usually
you
I make
son
fun
of
you for the.
My God!
At least it wasn't as bad as the last time.
Well, the giant gulp.
Now with the gulp, I did amplify it a little bit for dramatic effect. I will not
for
need to do.
Effect.
I will not need to do. Anything to that. That was cartoonishly loud.
That was perfect.
How?
No, I believe it was more of a... Get it right.
It's totally how I drink, too.
She stole my glass.
Okay, you need to amplify that.
See, you just... You see?
You gotta keep your pinky see? Out, too, while you
nice,
do it?
Nice and quiet.
And you go, oh, look at me, I'm fancy.
That is sophistication.
Sophistication, my yep. ass.
Young man.
So you're just a quiet drinker? Yes.
I just prefer to drink quietly in a corner.
By yourself.
Who's that lonely guy over there? That's just PJ. Let him go.
Nobody puts baby drinker. In the corner.
That's me in the corner.
That's me in the spotlight.
Losing my religion.
Last week we did an interview with Jason Blake.
Yeah!
And Seismic. I can't wait for this game. Like,
you know, I just have to say,
legit.
Like, it was fun to talk about the game and hear all of the things that he's done to update it and everything, but I just had a really good time talking to him afterwards.
Yeah. I mean,
Angie.
Sorry, I had to burp.
I'm pretty sure Angie was like ready to just go. She was pretty tired.
I mean,
and we just kept talking.
By the time we got home, I'd been up for like 20 hours.
Yeah.
Okay, that's true. But I had a good time. It was great.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Less than that.
I was up.
I mean,
seven.
More than that. 21 hours.
Yeah, I was up at 7.
I was up at 5.
Ooh. Good for you, PJ.
Yeah. Well, both of you got to have a break. I came right from work.
So yeah, but you were at home all day.
It's true. It was nice. I got to cuddle with a fluffy murder machine.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
He's talking about cat.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
The listeners know, too. If they know what a podcast is, they know what a fluffy murder machine is. Like that's
I actually like to call her my fluffy murder princess.
Hmm.
Yeah. You know what he said to me today? Every time he comes out of the bathroom after he showers, she licks
He
his
said,
legs.
Oh man, don't go in there.
No, he was sitting in the dining room playing on his computer and she came over and started licking his leg. He's like, I kinda like it.
Kinda like it now. It feels good.
Like, are you fucking kidding me?
What?
That's fucking creepy.
But don't you ever do it. That's just fucking weird.
I'm not going to lick your leg.
Please don't.
Hairy and disgusting. I'm not doing
well,
that.
Well, if that's what he likes.
Oh, here we go again.
He's in for a surprise tonight.
Here we go. He's going
to
drink again.
I hope she's not going to try to hump
Wait!
My dink.
Stop. Be quiet. He's going to drink again.
You know what? I don't even want to do it now.
Nope. You're doing it.
Do it.
Do it.
Drink it.
This is peer pressure.
Drink it.
Drink it.
Put it in your mouth.
Whoa.
Just put it in your mouth.
I'm gonna have to ask you to calm the fuck down, Bill Cosby.
Dear God.
Ooh, yay.
Drink it. You fucking ass.
That was very anticlimactic.
Oh, you fucker.
Did that go up your nose?
That's yeah, it did. Almost as good as Angie spitting out an entire mouthful.
Spitting root beer all over the floor. You made a freaking Dutch oven joke.
Oh, Oh, that's gonna tingle for a while.
Are you crying there, Paige?
I am.
Ash is gonna want to come every week now.
Absolutely.
That's what she said.
I mean, who wouldn't want to come every week? To see us?
Sure.
Whew.
Simon and come on.
That's right. Fuck beans.
So you two brought a game for us to play today.
Yeah, actually we did.
Yeah, we did.
We did. What the hell is it called?
Based on a movie of the same name.
I yes. I know what it is. Fuck you, PJ.
Yes, my catchphrase is getting around. Fuck you, PJ.
So it is the Princess Bride adventure book game.
It's an adventure book!
Oh my god.
Do you have a spittoon back there or something?
Nah, I was looking for...
Oh, you look back, you're like...
Tweet. I was looking for the rubber trays to put my cup
on. They're called coasters, dude.
No, they're coasters. Not coasters, though. They're trays. They're made for board game pieces. We just use them as coasters. Because they're rubber. And they reduce...
do you come on them?
But anyways, this is a Ravensburger game.
Sure is.
And developed by Prospero Hall, who we talked about a couple weeks ago. Were recently...
Dissolved?
Dissolved. That's the word.
It doesn't say what year...
Because Funko sold them.
Oh, that's right, yes.
Yeah. It doesn't say what year it was made, but the instructions copyright is 2020.
Yeah.
So I don't know what...
That's a...
I think 2020 is about when it came out, yeah. Because they also made, like, the Goonies game and...
Yeah, so it's a relatively new game.
Mm-hmm. And it was a lot of fun. We played through the whole thing in, what, 2 hours?
Yeah, probably?
Yeah, roughly.
Yeah, and it's, six chapters?
Six chapters, yep.
You go through the whole movie in that time, and it was a lot of fun.
It was.
And
it
somewhat
was.
Challenging.
Yeah. Yeah, it feels reminiscent of Horrified, which is also a Ravensburger game, but it's not quite... as deep as Horrified. Like,
yeah.
I would rather play Horrified again before I play this one again, probably. But I'm getting ahead of myself right now. This is still a really fun game. You get to play through the whole movie of The Princess Bride.
So... Which is, like one of my favorite movies. So
oh, right?
Like,
yeah, it's, oh, a, yeah. It's like a perfect
amazing.
Movie.
You can't not like The Princess Bride.
So
yeah.
And if you don't like The Princess Bride, you cannot.
Like, the day before holiday, when we show a movie, like, a lot of teachers will still show The Princess Bride, and kids love it. They're like, where has this movie been all my life, you know? And the movie's, like, what, almost 40 years old at this point?
Yeah.
So that shows how good this movie is.
Where has this movie been all my life? It's been here the whole time. Just look for it. Idiot.
Wow.
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 Wow. Anyway.
I'm trying to think of, like, what... So the way the game plays is hard to... It's hard to explain how this game works, right? Like, there's...
Not really.
You're given a... You start the game with a hand of four cards.
Mm-hmm.
There are five suits to the cards.
Mm-hmm.
And you're essentially discarding those cards to complete tasks. Again, similar to Horrified, but in Horrified, it's like colored tokens, and you're discarding those tokens to complete
right.
tasks.
Right, and it's the same thing. Instead of tokens, it's cards.
Mm-hmm.
They're differentiated by color.
Yeah. And, like... That's the only thing that's the same in every chapter. And, you know, like, is the four cards and that you discard them to do things.
Right.
Right?
Everything else is like a different mini game.
Yeah. Every chapter, there are different rules on how you use the cards and why you discard them and when to do different things. Usually it's like, if these two people are in the same spot together, then discard two orange and one blue card, you know, to do the thing. And,
to accomplish your goal.
Yeah. So it's really creative in that regard, because
it
all makes sense. So
it's also a collaborative game, which I really like. I like being able to, like, work as a team to be able to accomplish the
yeah.
Players,
yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's something else. Like, you don't control one character. Everyone shares all the characters, which is really cool.
I didn't hear that time.
Oh, you didn't hear that?
No.
Okay.
No.
I'm sure if you bump it up, you can listen to it.
Well, you weren't, like, actively slurping this time either. You weren't lapping it up, if you will.
Oh, God, that's horrible.
It just keeps on going. Like the Energizer Bunny over there.
He keeps going and going and going.
And going.
And going.
And going.
Yeah. Anyway. completely lost my train of thought. Fuck balls.
It's probably derailed. Probably in a river.
There was some steam coming out there for a few seconds.
Yeah, that does happen. I've seen it.
She has.
Witnessed it. Tried to contain it a few times. Does not work.
So, components.
Yeah, those things.
Yeah. First, let's talk about a miraculous salvation.
God damn it.
So
this is Ashley's first
dark story.
Dark story. Yes.
It's not her first time on the pod, but we started dark stories after that episode.
That's right.
You might remember Ashley from the infamous Splendor episode with the birds.
It was the whole best. It was like the best. It was awesome.
8 minutes of that episode, the opening 8 minutes, is just us talking about these freaking birds that got into the basement, and is just the funniest thing ever. It's amazing.
Absolutely incredible. I was like crying most of that
time. Oh my god.
It was just so much fun.
Mm-hmm. I showed the video to like everyone at work, and they just were in tears laughing.
Shannon being afraid of the birds.
And hiding under the table. Yes. And
and I'm like, come here, baby babies. And she's just like, get it away.
Just but then quietly she's... kill it.
Yes, that's my favorite. But she's the one quote. Who picked it up and took it outside.
Yep.
And that's the day that we learned that you don't open the windows.
No, it was the chimney. They fell down the chimney. And I said, I have a plan. I'll be right back. And so I went to get a garbage bag because my plan was, put the garbage bag over the door that goes to the chimney, then open the door and they'll fly into the bag. I come downstairs to screaming because they had opened the door and two birds are flying around the basement.
Shanna did because I was still upstairs because I was scared it was bats. I'm petrified of bats.
Yeah.
So I was like, it's not bats, is it? She's like, birds. I'm like, oh, I'm like completely fine with this. Let's go. But chaos, but amazing chaos.
Go back to the Splendor episode and listen to, like, I mean, we bring it up throughout the whole episode, but the first, like, 8 minutes, we tell the whole story, and it's just fantastic. It's so good. So anyways, Angie is going to tell us a dark story. We have to ask yes or no questions to solve this horrible, stupid riddle.
Yep.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Okay. They try to kill him, but save his life instead.
God.
Oh, I know this one. I read,
You read this one?
To research for Helix next week. Yeah.
Okay, then I guess it's the two
of them. Pick another one.
Or I'll do it.
Okay. How about no? I'm going to the bottom then.
The bottom of the barrel.
Yeah, you're the bottom of the barrel.
Hey! It must be a damn good barrel if I'm at the bottom of it.
How about deadly enthusiasm?
I like it. This sounds like a really bad, cheesy 80s film. Let's do it.
A publisher enthusiastically reads a new manuscript by a little-known author. Some days later, two people die.
That's it. That's all we get.
Yep.
Okay, I'm just gonna throw it out there. The author is a serial killer, and they wrote the manuscript about how they were gonna kill somebody.
No.
Oh, like it's a manifesto or something. Yeah. Like that. Okay, I gotta see what you're doing.
No.
Is the manuscript a biography?
It doesn't say.
Damn. Okay. No, not this again.
Oh, no, it's not.
Okay.
Sorry.
Wait, hold on. I think the real important question is, was it a photo shoot?
No, and there was no stabbing either.
Oh, okay.
Was.
Well, at least it doesn't say there was.
Do we know if it's like a fictional piece of work?
It is not fiction.
Okay.
Well.
Yeah, is the author O.J. Simpson, and they wrote a book called If I Did It.
Sorry, it would technically be fiction.
Oh.
Okay.
Technically be fiction.
Was the author one of the victims?
Kind of, yeah.
Is it historical fiction?
No.
Oh.
So a deranged fan got mad at the manuscript and killed the author and his wife?
No.
Okay.
Oh, like Mr. Mercedes.
Oh, yeah. That's a great book.
Yeah. Book 3 is about a fan killing an author and burying his manuscript.
This is also what happens.
It's really good.
Yeah. You know, I know that, so AT&T did like a miniseries on it.
Yeah, it's really good.
I didn't watch the miniseries. Really good. But I read the book. My ex-wife bought it for me for Christmas. It was fucking
amazing. That's right. Season 3 is based on the fan who kills the author. But it's actually book 2 in the series.
Okay.
Does
okay.
the author know who tried to, that like, he was the victim of? Like, does the author know the person?
No.
Okay.
There were two victims, right? Two people die?
Two people die.
Was the...
Are they... Is it a crime? They die from a crime?
I mean, murder usually is a crime, PJ.
Well, was it murder that just said two people died?
Yes, it is murder.
Okay.
Murder most foul. Quack, quack, quack,
quack. Ah, foul.
Yeah, I get it? Yeah. Turkey, turkey.
Ka-ka-ka! Ka-ka-ka! Two people were murdered because of the book? Like, is it... Do we know because of the manuscript?
Yes.
It's because of the manuscript. Oh, okay. He wrote some very... What's that thing called? Sensitive information.
And they Jeffrey Epstein'd themselves.
I won't say themselves, but they... Each other. They probably pulled a Jeffrey Epstein on it, yes. I love this.
Hillary Clinton had them killed.
No.
Well, I have no idea then.
Is the hot tea iced tea?
No, it's hot tea.
Well, then I have absolutely no idea. I feel sorry for everybody that listens to us because a lot of these are just stupid jokes. What was that?
I tried to get an annoyed look from Angie, but there's a light behind her face, so it's...
Oh, so she looks angelic.
I mean, she just looks blurry, but...
He said you're blurry! And he's wearing his glasses.
Everything's so blurry.
Really? We're gonna go with Puddle of Mud?
Yeah.
Is everyone so faked?
I couldn't remember the rest of the lyric.
Took me a minute to figure it out.
All the clues. Okay, so it was because of the article that they got that him and someone else got murdered.
Yeah.
Wait, okay, so yeah, this guy read the manuscript enthusiastically, I might add.
Of course.
And then two people died days later.
Yeah.
Did the guy who read the manuscript kill them?
Did the author know the other victim?
No. He already asked that.
Oh, okay. Did you stop?
No!
They're distracting. I can't, like...
He started it.
I did. Yeah, okay, I did. God. I did. Not purposefully.
What was that?
I have no fucking clue.
It's probably Binks.
Yeah, probably.
Is he in the bucket?
No, the bucket's back over here.
Oh, okay.
So he read the manuscript, killed two people. Did the enthusiastic part have anything to do with it?
No.
Okay, I just had to ask.
Is this kind of like a...
No, it's not.
Fuck you. A Catcher in the Rye thing. I read the book. They're like, oh, yeah, that's really good. Everybody sucks. And then shoots people. That's not an answer!
You do it.
So it's a...
Alright, good point. Fuck.
No, that's not gonna help any.
Yeah, say it anyway.
No, it's like a book that's like based on a true story or something. So, or like...
Well, that would make it nonfiction.
Yeah, like... Yeah.
So anyway, The Princess Bride.
Right.
That was a lot of fun.
Components.
You get these minis that are based on the characters from the film.
Of all the main characters.
Of all the main characters, yep.
And they do actually have their names on them, too.
Do they really? On the bases?
Yeah.
Oh, see, I didn't look at the
base. I noticed that at the end.
That's good for people who've never seen the movie. Yeah. They can be like, who the heck is Fezzik, you know?
Yeah.
And like,
yeah, I actually noticed it with Fezzik because he's the biggest.
He's the biggest.
Yeah.
That's something like, I love the movie and everything, but I'm not one of those people who have it like memorized and all that, so I don't know the characters' names, I just know the characters.
Yeah.
Well, I know Inigo Montoya, because that one, of course. You know.
Yeah, like so, at the front of them, they have all their...
Yeah.
You know, like, kill my father, prepare to die.
Yeah, exactly. I have a pin that says that on my jean jacket, actually.
So, my last time in Spain, my ex-wife and I were there.
Did it rain on the plane?
No, it didn't. But we were there visiting her family for Christmas, and this movie was on. And
on what?
On the TV. Shut the fuck up, dude. On TV. This movie was on TV, and her stepmom was watching it, and I came in and was like, holy shit! And it was the sword fight.
Batman.
God damn it! It was the sword fight between Inigo and Wesley. And ooh. I just started quoting it line for line, and she looked back at my wife. She's like, what the hell is... She's like, oh, no, he knows this movie a little too well.
Americans, man.
Yeah, we're fucked up.
I love that you can hear the bag crinkling as you're pulling them out.
Well, Inspector!
You really can see the six fingers. That's
yeah, you can. Awesome. It's kind of creepy. All
so, as you can hear, everybody, these are very, very detailed.
And they're all different colors.
And they're all different colors, mm-hmm. Yeah. That's the best part. So if you don't quite understand, you at least get a guide to show you who's mm-hmm. who.
These are just based pretty, on color.
They're pretty detailed. Yeah. As he pulls them all out of the
oh
bag.
Oh my god, PJ! You've seen...
As if he didn't just play the game.
Well, I was playing the game. I wasn't looking at the minis.
That's right, he was playing the game. He wasn't paying attention to the pieces.
Well, I didn't and you just lost the game.
Look, before he lost his foot. Carry always.
Well, did you know that in the scene
this
where
this is also before he became a doctor.
In the scene where he limps, he actually was limping because he took Andre's four-wheeler for a ride and
yes.
he crashed it and broke his...
Is that really
yeah.
why?
Yeah. So he really did limp.
When the scene where Andre knocks him out with a bonk on the head, yeah. Andre really did knock him unconscious.
I have a...
Smooth.
I have a drawing in my classroom, and it's like... I'm told it's one of a kind. The artist like made them on the day, but it's Andre the Giant... And it's like a drawing of him, but he's like very cartoonish. Like his head's just a circle with like two big black circles for eyes. And it says, anybody want a peanut?
It's called a character, PJ. Character.
Kind of. It's, yeah.
Okay.
Anyway.
So what other components do we have? We've got the board, which is...
Well, it's a story.
It's a storybook. Yeah. It is a book. Yeah.
Picture a children's book. Well, they're like it's made of cardboard. You know, it's those thick pages and everything. And mm-hmm. so it's you know six of those. Like you know, you open it up and there are six different boards in there. So you just flip to the next page for the next chapter of the story, so to speak.
Some of the artwork was really fun too on the different games.
That was something chapters. That when chapter 3 came up, I finally noticed. I'm like, oh, there's artwork here. Like the first two scenarios, like it was fine, you know, but the third one, I don't know, the artist is like, I'm gonna have fun with this one, you know.
Because the first two were just very
generic.
Yeah, it was yeah. generic, but I think it's because because
of what the scenes were.
Yeah, the scenes.
The first one is the farm where he's right. do, you know, Cary Elwes is doing the chores around the place. And then the second one is the boats.
Yep.
You know, with the shrieking eels and all that. So it's just like an overhead view of a boat. Pretty boring looking.
Right.
And the third one is the Cliffs of Insanity, which, you know, they mess with your perspective a little bit, you know, making mm-hmm. it look like the cliff is really high up. So that one, like, the artist finally got to have fun, I feel like, you know. And
I thought all of the boards looked pretty good, but that one's definitely the one that did stick out.
Yeah. I couldn't. I can't really tell you any standouts from the others.
It had the most character.
That is definitely the one that...
But that's also the scene, that's also like that scene in the film that stands out the most for most people as well.
Oh, yeah, that is like the best scene, because that's where he fights Andre, and yep. the Battle of the Wits, and all that...
Battle of the Wits is afterwards.
But it's still like, that was that board.
Right.
Wasn't it?
It's, yeah, know, that's that board.
That quote unquote chapter of yeah. the story. And the As You Wish, you
as
know.
As he rolls down the hill.
Reveal.
Yep.
So, yeah, there's a lot in that board, that chapter of the game that happens in the movie. Like you said, like the most iconic section of the movie.
Right.
Yeah, and the number of challenges goes up each.
Yeah, yeah. Every chapter you have more challenges.
Yeah.
And of course, that's one of the, should be one of the hardest ones. We didn't have too difficult of a time on that one. The difficult one was
we cheated.
Just a tad, and we didn't know it. Oopsie doodle. But the biggest, the one that gave us the most issues was the second chapter. Those stupid ships.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, that's right, because the mystery ship catching up to us.
So in this game, you have, and this is cool because it goes along with the film, you have interruptions. And of course, the interruptions come from that little shit, Fred Savage.
I never remember his
Fred
name.
Fred Savage isn't so little anymore.
Not anymore. He's now a grown adult doing stuff that I wish I could do. But anyway.
We're not here to talk about you.
What the fuck are you talking about? This is all about me and PJ.
Yeah, but I hold you together.
She holds us.
Very tight.
Like a cuddle puddle.
Oh, boy. So those interruptions are going to advance.
They're going to prevent any advancements.
Well, they're advancing the non-playable characters on the board.
Oh.
And so, like, in the second scenario, or the second chapter, it's the mystery ship. In the third chapter, it's everybody else either moving towards you or getting away from you.
Yeah.
Like, you're always going, like, those interruptions are constantly forcing you to
veer off your plan.
Yeah, they're forcing you to reevaluate how you're going to come after everything. But only the first chapter doesn't have gives you two options to fail or two tries to fail. Everything else gives you this is the end. You didn't win.
No, the first one has that too.
Does it?
Yeah.
They all do.
Yeah.
We didn't. Okay.
Yeah, we didn't win the second one.
Yeah.
We lost.
The second one we lost.
Yeah. We were just awesome, that's all. We didn't need it in the first one.
Hold on. Where's the stick so I can push him off his high horse? Where'd it go?
Just pull your microphone stand out again. I'll be fine.
They like that?
It ain't. Guess what?
What?
That's a goat in your ears.
At least it wasn't me this time. Screaming.
Oh. Oh, my. So, components-wise, everything's fine, like, especially for a $30 game, you know? Like, this is... Yeah. Pretty nice.
Yeah, and we actually got this from our friends at Helix.
Tabletop.
Gaming.
Guild.
That's right.
Tell me about this Helix. Tabletop.
Gaming Guild.
Gaming Guild.
Guild.
Take a drink, Daniel. Do it.
Yes. Take the drink.
Now you're starting to sound like Cosby, come on. Don't you fucking dare.
Put the pudding pop in your mouth.
Spot of ash, spot of ash.
Every time you answer the phone, it should be Jell-O.
It's alive.
It's such a shame that, like, a lot of his stand-up is so funny.
It is.
Like, he's talking about, like, giving his kids chocolate cake for breakfast, and he's like, and grapefruit juice! And the audience is like, oh, this is not your child!
And the kids who were singing praises lied on me.
All right, what works with this game?
The cooperative element works wonderfully.
Yeah.
The rules are... I'm not going to say strict, but you have a very, very specific set of rules that you can that you have to go down while you play.
Yeah, because each chapter has different rules.
Right. Yes. But what's really fun is... What the fuck are you doing?
Oh, I'm not doing anything.
All right, knock it off, Bane.
Oh, are you insane?
Really?
I forget the rest of the lines. I was born in it, though, the darkness.
I believe it's...
You merely adopted the dark. I was born in it. Yes. That's it.
Speaking of the sound effects, so PJ would read the different roles for each chapter, and he did it in, like, the grandfather's voice, and I thought Angie was going to, like, slap him from across the table. It was hilarious.
I'm sure the thought had crossed her mind plenty of times.
A few.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Couple two trees.
I had some fun with that. Not gonna lie, that was fun.
Anyway, one of the most helpful roles in this is being able to swap or trade cards with will you stop making that fucking face? Oh my god, are you having a stroke? Stop it.
No, I agree that trading cards was really
beneficial,
but just like I really like that you can only do it once, and it had to be a trade where, like, in Pandemic it was either you could only take a card from someone,
right?
You know, where this, it has to be a trade. So if someone's like, well, I need to keep all my cards, you know,
yeah, well, then like, I can't fucking trade I guess I can't trade with you. Yeah,
so I did like that was really
good. That was really good.
And the fact that, like, everyone shares the characters was really nice.
Yes. I did like that.
What else?
Ange?
Dan?
You're half of the table. Anything that worked?
Ladies? Don't look at me like that.
Girl hosts! What did you think of this game?
I really liked it. It was a lot of fun. Like, so the collaborative was really fun. And, like, just getting to know the game better, because we definitely were focusing more on the, like we were talking before, on the challenges versus the different characters or, like, the ships and stuff like that that could intercept. Like, we learned that you have to have the overall. You can't just focus on the challenges.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And you reminded me that, like, the thing that worked for me was that every single game was different. You know, there's every game had its own rule set and its own challenge.
Every chapter was its own mini game, and that's just awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's nice that the rules are printed on there, so like you don't have to go back to the rule book to look
at it. Yeah, it's right there on the board. Like,
everything you need to know is right there.
Yeah.
The other thing I like about this is you don't have to play it from start to finish. You can literally jump into any chapter you want. And just play it. And you don't even have to play all the chapters. Like, you know what? I want to do something really quick. Let's play chapter 6.
Yeah. Something that I liked, but it could also, like, it started as a negative and it ended up being a positive.
Uh-huh.
Is that the special cards, like, there are three different types of cards. There's plot cards, which mostly work against you.
Yes.
Then there are the story cards, which are the general ones you're going to be using to complete actions. And then there are special cards, which give you special abilities, things like that.
Wild cards, being able to give somebody the opportunity to draw two cards.
Yes. Yeah. But the backside of them is identical to story cards, which at first I'm like, that's stupid. There needs to be a way to discriminate the two. So when you're...
Discriminate? Differentiate, maybe.
Differentiate.
You don't want to discriminate.
There needs to be a reason. There needs to be a way to differentiate between the two.
Next, you're going to tell me you're all for segregation on the cards.
How dare you?
I said cards, not cards.
Did he just say I said cards, not cards?
No, I said
they're all shitty colors.
So anyways, I initially thought that the cards should be easy to identify, you know, so you don't draw from the wrong deck.
Which I honestly did a couple times.
Well, yeah.
It was like once or twice
but, I drew which, from the that's wrong card. Why they tell you to put them in two different places.
Yeah, put them in two different places. And then I, you know, like, as you play deeper into the game or longer into the game, you realize why is because those special cards get shuffled into the story deck.
They're all orange and cherry.
What's your favorite?
What, the strawberry?
Yeah, the pink ones. The pink ones are the best.
Is pink your favorite color?
No, purple is, actually.
Ooh, me too.
Okay,
we should have got him a purple shirt.
Fuck. I didn't know about that.
Sorry.
Didn't know that was a thing.
We got two purple shirts and two gray shirts.
Oh.
Purple for me and Jenna and gray for
right.
me and Jenna. You were on the phone.
I was. I was busy trying to buy my own things.
Guess I'll just eat a likely time. Story.
Yeah.
Yes, I know. All right, PJ, what doesn't work for you?
Yeah, I was going to say, that's a segue into what doesn't work is...
What?
I don't understand why we had to stop for that.
That was a loud rapper crinkle.
It was not nearly as loud as your gulp. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I hear it.
You gulp that drink.
Swallow it.
Swallow it whole.
Okay, let's not make him laugh because I don't want to get sprayed by soda.
So what didn't work for me is a problem with a huge majority of cooperative games, and that's quarterbacking.
Okay, yeah.
This
yeah.
game especially is very easy to be like, oh, well, I'm going to give you this card, and then you're just going to do this on your turn.
Right.
And it's like, oh.
Well, that's not okay. Mine, but mine.
Like, and you can't argue with it, because like,
that's the logical thing.
That is the smartest move to make right now, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But it's, you know, it's like, well, man, I had like this whole other thing I was planning on doing, you know?
Right.
So
it can actually be helpful though. Like I'm not; these guys are like awesome at board gaming.
Yeah, I know.
Sometimes
I have no
like
idea who
board gaming
about.
Can give me a little bit of anxiety. Mm. So especially if I'm getting into it, like if you're a new gamer, like having a little bit of help, especially if you start to learn
yeah.
the game, can actually be kind of helpful. But
yeah.
I can see how like people who are more comfortable with gaming can kind of take over.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because this is a game where like people who are just in the game, you know, to like win the game and not to have like a good time per se, you know, like we're just here to win and that's it, you know.
Yeah!
they would just take over and be like, all right, you're gonna do this and then next person's gonna do that and then
yeah,
we're gonna complete that objective.
It was funny because us females were the ones trying to keep it on track, like they kept
well, yeah,
going
because they kept getting distracted
thing.
And
yep.
talking about other shit.
Oh, look, a bird.
I'm gonna play with a Rubik's Cube for an entire chapter while playing the game.
Yep. It had to be completed.
Three times?
No, just once.
He didn't complete it the other two times.
That's right.
Up.
No, I didn't. It was wrong. Someone twisted the pieces around.
He fucked up.
Anything else doesn't work in this game? That's my really only...
The only other thing I can think of is the one where you kind of made a mistake a little bit is, like, sometimes the pass can be a little bit confusing.
Yeah.
Yeah. The graphic design of some of the boards, like you said. I agree.
Yeah, if you don't really look at it, you don't realize.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That there's yeah. different paths for the character, certain characters, then.
Yeah, that path for the specific board we're talking about.
The Cliffs of Insanity.
The Cliffs of Insanity. The spots where our character Wesley was supposed to go was not as obvious as the others.
No.
So we ended up like following the wrong path.
We followed Humperdinck's path.
Yep.
Oopsie.
We accidentally humperdinked for a while.
We did. Be careful, or he'll hump your dink too.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
There were also a lot of those jokes.
There were.
Yes, there were.
Some especially musical numbers.
Especially in the last chapter. Oh, that was the big musical number. That's called a showstopper.
What was a showstopper? Jazz fingers.
Jazz hands!
Jazz hands, oh jazz, jazz hands.
What?
I don't know.
I do like how everything was very thematic. Like,
oh, yeah.
You know, if Andre the Giant's character, Fezzik, was next to a locked door, he would just break through the door.
Yeah.
You know, just discard a card and boom, you're through the door.
He just smashed it with a rock in his hand.
Yeah.
I like the chapter before that. You get Wesley, but he can't move on his own unless Fezzik is there with him. Basically, Fezzik is carrying him.
Yeah. So there is a lot of thought and care put into, like, this is the scene in the movie. How do we gamify it? You know, how do we turn it into...
How do we take this amount of time in the movie and just put it in one board?
Yeah, yeah. And I really appreciated that.
And I think if you're a fan of the movie, you're really going to appreciate the game.
Yeah.
And there's like just such like nice little Easter eggs. Like they have the rodents of unusual size. They have the sand pit. Like,
yeah,
oh my gosh. Sand. That particular chapter.
That one almost got us too.
Yeah, that was stress-inducing for a little bit. Well, that was good.
They were playing a board game, and the two are getting distracted while reading the manifesto.
Read the manuscript.
Publisher enthusiastically reads a new manuscript by a little-known author. Some days later, two people die.
So I have an idea. I think the little-known author is something. So maybe the little-known author stole from a more famous author, and because of that he got pissed that like his work got out there and he went and killed him.
Maybe it was a regular known, but it didn't have to be little known.
That's a good guess though. I like that. Why isn't that the right answer?
Because it's not the right freaking answer.
Am I even close?
No.
Okay.
So,
I thought you were really good at these, Dan.
No, we're terrible at these.
I just make the most ridiculous, random, dark thing, and sometimes it's right.
Dan sucks at them.
Absolutely.
The person reading the manuscript, do they commit the murder?
Yes.
We established that. Thought so.
See, when Dan reads them and PJ and I do them, we can usually get there.
Yeah, we can. So,
I think...
So this guy...
The person who read it was a psycho hose beast. Maybe a jilted lover?
No, I think the person who read it is angry over something.
Are they angry over something?
It doesn't say that.
Fuck beans. I guess your thing's out the window. Like that bird.
Bird, bird, bird.
Bird is the word.
There's a bird on me.
What
about the jilted lover thing, like Dan said?
No, there's no jilted lover.
Fuck.
Gotta try every angle here.
That's what she said.
Why would this person kill two people over manuscript?
Oh.
Was the, like, because again, the manuscript isn't about anything factual. Like, I was thinking, like, maybe it's about, like, some buried treasure, and it's like, oh, well, I'm going to kill these people and get the treasure. But.
You've been reading too many pulp novels, dude.
No, I was thinking Mr. Mercedes again, actually. Brendan Gleeson's awesome in that show. Anyways, I don't know. I'd like to buy a vowel.
How? What?
Well, PJ, you gotta spin first.
This is not Wheel of Fortune.
Hey, if I spin around, do I buy a vowel? Dan said I had to spin first.
Yeah, I did say he had to spin.
Yeah.
Do it! Spin!
Okay. I'm gonna spin.
I'm sorry you went bust. There's nothing there for you. Bankrupt, sorry. It's bankrupt.
I love how you're the only one trying to solve
I don't,
this now.
I can't Ash figure is out. I'm out. She's...
Oh my gosh. Like, it's going to be something stupid.
Oh, absolutely.
It is. And it's going to be something, like, also kind of obvious, too, when you think of it.
Is it kind of funny? Is there, like, a funny no. reason behind it? Is all just, like, dark? No. Okay.
Is it, like, legit a dark story like the, like, some of the past ones? Or is it... Like, some of them are like, oh, God, that's dark, you know?
Okay. So the...
It might be like, light gray.
Was the person who...
Oh, was the author, like, his wife and it's a fantasy about someone else?
No.
Oh.
Was the person who read it the publisher?
The person that read it was... Yeah. Yeah, I literally said that 5 times when I read it. A publisher enthusiastically reads the manuscript.
I wonder if they killed enthusiastically, too.
Did they kill... Maybe it was two authors, and they killed the authors so they could get the credit. No. Oh.
Is there, like,
other
something
author
that...
is usually called a ghostwriter, and they don't get credit anyway.
Is like there something Stephen with King... the murder? Like, were they murdered in, like... Like, does the murder have, like... Was it special in any way? I don't know, that's weird, but...
I don't really know how to answer that.
Was there any relation between the publisher and the author?
Okay, yeah, I like that.
No. Mm. It was just a publisher and an author. They're not related.
Is there some kind of, like, financial gain involved in this killing?
No.
Oh, so insurance is out.
So is it a personal killing?
No.
What?! If it's not financial, it's not personal. What?
Well, I mean,
maybe it's a killing of opportunity.
For what gain, though?
It kind of is.
Of opportunity?
No.
Financial.
The publisher. One. I don't. It's not revenge related or anything.
It's not revenge. No.
Oh. Her tone changed on that one.
Yeah, it did.
She's like, I don't know.
You give up?
I don't want to give up. But I think I'm going to have to. Because my head hurts.
I mean, you're close. You just need to figure out the little details of it.
So it's fucking little details.
Yeah, that's the worst part. Like, you guys had that, the shot in the arm one pretty well down. You
like,
know,
you figure out that the publisher is the one that murders.
Uh-huh.
You just need to figure out...
The why.
The who and the why.
Didn't have anything to do with insurance.
No.
Oh, never know. Put out a life
and
policy.
And they didn't know each other at all.
The publisher and the...
And the author.
And the author? No, they were just...
Yeah. It was just a work thing.
Yeah.
So why would...
I don't fucking know.
Why are you shooting the bartender?
God damn it.
Penny, would you like to guess? Meow. Would you like to guess? No.
Meow, meow.
No, that was a no. Yeah. Turn around and walk
Shanna,
away.
Do you want to guess? No, oh, snores.
She didn't fall off the futon yet, so.
She was pretty close when I came down.
I got nothing.
Nah, I
don't
know.
I'm out. I don't know.
Are you tapping out?
Yeah.
The novel told the story of the perfect murder, and the publisher decided to follow the plot to kill her boss. Afterwards, she had to kill the author and destroy the manuscript.
I said, to a lesser extent, that.
No, you did not.
No, you didn't even come close.
I said to a lesser, fuck you.
You weren't even close.
It really is obvious. That was, like, yeah. Now that you see it, uh-huh. It's obvious.
Bullshit.
I'll drink that. Yeah.
You drink that Coke.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Well, I don't know. You sleep with me, huh?
You take that black goodness.
Oh god, Bill Cosby's back.
I don't want you putting pop, Mr. Cosby. I don't want you putting pop.
You know, I saw him live once.
Did you?
Yeah. With Jared.
Oh, yeah, I forgot
His
about
dad
that.
Took us. It was, like, the saddest thing ever. Because it was just this old man sitting in gray sweatpants. He did not get up from the chair for the whole hour and a half routine. And he just did his thing, like sitting in a chair with a microphone up to his mouth for an hour and a half. This is all we saw. And then he
I'm walked, glad that's all you saw.
And then he walked off stage, and that was it. That was the end of it. And we're like, wow, that's Bill Cosby.
So this game that we played here.
It was very nostalgic. I liked it. Yeah. I love Princess Bride now. I have to go watch the movie.
Yeah.
Even the artwork on the box is pretty cool.
It is.
Ravensburger makes good stuff. I mean, they made Villainous and Jaws. Yeah.
I love Jaws.
Mm-hmm.
That was a good game.
They make good games. And they start up their own company now.
Yeah.
Good for them. Yeah, because, you know, after they all got dissolved and everything and right before Christmas and no one knew what was going to happen for them and all that. So the head of Prospero Hall Games was just like, well, I'll just make my own company, I guess. And so, yeah, that's what they're doing now is they are their own company.
That's good. I love that on the back it just says inconceivable.
Inconceivable.
There is a card, an inconceivable card in there. I don't think
we didn't pick it up.
It's one of the special cards.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, because the special cards are all the characters.
Yeah.
Well,
this game, fun. If you are a fan of Princess Bride, this is a game you should probably check out at some point. It's worth it.
Absolutely. This is a really simple game. This is something that I could see you playing with the family and everybody.
Yeah. If you're like years into the hobby and things like this, this game doesn't have anything new to bring to the table and it's challenging, but not crazy.
No, it's I'd
say you're going to be bored with it. You know, like it's fun the first time, but you'll never go back to it.
No.
But if you're new to the hobby, or if you know someone who's new to the hobby and they like Princess Bride,
this would be a great intro game.
Yeah, it's a good gift, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like you pull it out every
once a year or something.
Yeah, when you know your sister or someone who is over who's not a gamer but they like the movie,
right?
And it's like, oh, hey, you want? I have this game based on this movie you like. You want to try it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of deal.
And to go with your usual color blindness issue, all the cards, like, the colors are not super
They're not
bright,
important.
But they all have different artwork on them.
Yeah. Right.
And they all have a different symbol, so it's still easy to differentiate what's what.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. You have three separate ways to differentiate the types of cards.
Yeah, because they have a suit. They have a color.
Yep.
And then the word, with them is on there, like courage or love.
Yeah. Well, and
well, it, so there's
they even
five.
Have the
yeah, there are five different suits.
Yeah, they even have the a different artwork that goes on it too.
Yeah. So four different ways to differentiate them.
If you can't read, you better know what that fucking means.
You better know your shapes.
God damn right, or at least your colors.
Your curlers.
Hold on, someone give me my curlers.
Your hair curlers.
Out of goddamn right now, hair.
I'm just. What the hell is going on with your headphones and your hair there?
I don't know. I can't see.
It's a new fashion statement.
Are they floofins? Oh yeah, there is a little floofin. Take it back there.
Sorry.
Let it out. It's fine. It's okay. It's all right.
That's how I sneeze. I sound like a mouse all the time.
Sorry, did I scare you?
That was just so ridiculous. Completely unnecessary.
Never unnecessary. Everything's always necessary.
So my sister strongly believes that if you feel sneeze coming on, you go, cow, cow.
Which one is this?
Laura.
Okay.
Well, and because the vibrations of saying cow. Like, you have to drag it out and everything, because the vibrations will, like, I don't know, do something with your nasal cavities to prevent the sneeze from happening.
Okay, and, but a sneeze is a way to get rid of shit that shouldn't be up there.
Yeah.
My boss, if she has to sneeze but she can't get it out, she'll stare directly at a light.
Yeah!
I started talking to her one day, and she's like, hang on!
No, yeah. A lot of people, that's a thing. Like, you like when they walk outdoors, the sunlight will trigger a sneeze.
Yes, it is a thing, but I can't remember what the name of it is right now.
I don't think fluorescent lights will do anything to trigger that, but if it makes her feel better.
I don't know. I mean, I get pissed off when I have to sneeze and it doesn't you know.
Yeah, right. Yes. Go,
and then she'll even say, and she'll go, bless you, but
it sometimes
fuck!
Works.
I lost
though.
It.
Sometimes it works though. The bless you sometimes works.
But you gotta
prematurely sneeze. Blessed me.
What if I don't want to be blessed?
Final thoughts on this game, which we kind of already talked about, but just, you know, do you recommend, do you not recommend this game?
Absolutely. It, even if you're somebody who's been in the, hobby for years, it's still something that's fun, simple, relaxing. You just be like, we'll go, we'll play it. And it's really a quick play,
yeah.
Especially compared to some of the bigger games that we play.
Mm-hmm.
This is just one of those you can sit back and go, oh, okay, that's cool. And you get to follow, especially if you like the movie, you get to follow the story of a movie that you like. And
it does, you know, captivate you though. Cause like, does. We were going to stop at one point. We weren't going to do all six chapters and then,
yeah, we were going to stop after four or yeah. before after, four.
We're going to stop at three.
Yeah.
And then just, you know what? We only have two more chapters left. We might as well just fucking do them.
Yeah.
You could always watch the movie and then play the game.
That'd be so perfect.
Or play the game while you're watching the movie.
Pause the movie when you get to the next chapter of
that's
the game.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right. Be like, oh, hold on. Oh, Fred Savage is talking. Now's a good time to pause.
What do you have against Fred Savage?
I just hated his character in the movie.
But he was a freaking, like, 7-year-old kid.
I know, and when I was that age watching the movie, I'm like, shut up and just tell the story.
Is this a kissing book? Hey, dang. Guess what?
Bob. Ah, son of a bitch!
That would have been funny if it would have come out and really...
You dick.
I would have liked if the whole arm just like flew off, like it's been like coming out. Ah!
This is fun.
You're an ass.
I'm just pushing the microphone into his face right now.
PJ's gonna sit over there all the time.
Yeah, this is my new spot.
I guess I do have to come more often, so like you can sit over there. Like this will be my new spot.
Just gonna come on more often.
Eileen.
I don't think Eileen will like that.
You don't know what Eileen likes.
That's true. But I swear what I mean.
Eileen.
Are you sure you want your boyfriend to meet all of
us? He's met one. I know, I'm a little bit nervous, but no, it'll be good. I think he's going to get along with everybody.
You're a little butt nervous.
What?
You're a little butt nervous. It's okay.
I'm a little nervous.
It's when you get that pucker. You know?
It's one of those literal oh shit moments.
Stop, motherfucker! Hold on to this.
No, he's going to fit in good, but... I always put my foot in my mouth. It always happens.
How did we end up here?
Nervous butt.
Nervous butt.
Nervous butt. That's right.
Did you recommend?
I recommend.
Did we get to that point? Angie, did you get to your recommendation? Yeah. I recommend with a caveat, and that is if you are a hardcore gamer, this game will not...
What the fuck, cat? I don't give a shit. I'm gonna go on the ceiling, bitches.
If you...
She was on the shelves.
In the ceiling.
No, she was on the shelves.
I did not notice the T-Rex over there. That was like a little shocking.
Anyway, sorry.
If you are like into heavy style games and things like this, Princess Bride is not going to do anything for you. Yeah. You know, it's only if you have kids or friends who are not gamers. That's really where this game shines, is in either of those two aspects.
Yeah.
If you're just like, if you and all of your friends, though, are deep into the gaming hobby, I would probably say pass on this. Like, if you're a fan of the movie... I don't know, find someone else who has it if you, you know, like, and play it. But I don't know if you need to waste money on it. But, like, I don't know, for a casual gamer, I think it's fantastic. It's a great game for an intro game, you know, a gateway
game.
I'd
say even for hardcore, there's nothing wrong with having this in your collection.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you just need a lightweight game, mm-hmm. you know?
Something that's going to make you think, and mm-hmm. yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes you just need to push a mic into Dan's face, and dang it.
Oh.
Fucker.
That was good.
Yeah, you asshole.
That was good.
He's figured you out.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he's been holding on to it. This kung fu death grip. For like 5 minutes now.
Kung fu death grip. Oh, you son of a bitch. You both are mean to me. It was a sneak attack. There was blood everywhere.
It was a fire.
I've got a headache now.
It's definitely not from the mic being smashed into your face.
No, not at all.
Well, by the time this episode airs, we'll have a pretty big interview coming up in about 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
After this interview, or after this episode airs.
That's right.
This interview on this month, this week, today.
I'm pretty excited about this. This is going to be fun.
Yeah.
That should be our title for interviews. Welcome to this month, this week, today. We're interviewing.
And this month, this week, today, we have on the show. That's...
The people that we have no idea how they found us.
Yeah. I have some questions for them.
Yeah.
My first one.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're probably going to be their favorite.
Ah, motherfucker!
I don't know why you keep holding it. It's not doing anything. It still moves.
You're an asshole.
That's going to wrap it up for this week, everyone. Thank you so much for listening. You can reach us at gamesoverboard@gmail.com or gamesoverboard.com, where there's a contact button and you can see it, find us there.
Find us on Facebook.
Find us on Facebook, Instagram,
Whatever YouTube. Whatever the frick they call Twitter now.
X, yeah, we have a Well House Exorcism.
Yes, I have one of those too.
X account.
Reddit.
We also have a Well House Exorcism Reddit page. And lastly, congratulations to Anthony, who won our giveaway basket.
Yay!
Yay!
By the time this airs, we'll have already met Anthony at our Helix fundraiser event, so...
We'll be able to talk about that.
Yeah, that'll be exciting.
I don't trust you.
I don't understand why. It's not like I would just or anything.
You've been friends for like 30 years and you don't trust him?
That's why I don't trust him.
Well, that's just rude.
Have a good week, everyone.
Later.
Bye.
Bye. I hate you.